and it covers morality in such detail that the second part is itself divided into two parts. The first part of the second part takes up human happiness, human action, the goodness and badness of human acts, and so on. The second part of the second part begins with the three theological virtues, charity, hope, and faith, and the corresponding vices. It goes on through the four cardinal virtues, wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance, and their corresponding vices. And then in the third part, Aquinas turns to philosophical theology. He deals with the incarnation of Christ and the sacrament and the atonement of Christ and so on. But that third part breaks off right in the middle of his discussion of penance and stops there. Aquinas thought of the Summa Theologiae as a new kind of textbook of theology. He said he wrote it as a textbook for beginners. And its most important pedagogical innovation, as Aquinas sees it, is in its organization. Aquinas says he's noticed that students new to theology have been held back in their studies by several features of the standard teaching materials because the things the students need to know, Aquinas said, have not been imparted to them in an order appropriate to...